Welcome to Dr. Prem's podcast. You are listening to Live a Great Life Guide series by Dr. Prem Jigyasi. Carve Your Life. Chapter 9. Eliminate Energy Drainers. Here is a quote. If your environment keeps draining your energy, it's like having a leaky bank account, where any money you're putting into the bank, such as by seeing an energy healer, keeps slipping out. You have to change your environment, including any harmful beliefs, before the energy can stay high. Bruce Lipton. The environment consists of objects, beliefs, individuals, and phenomena that in one way or the other shape our persona, living conditions, and mentality. To lead a fruitful life, it's very important that these components are in perfect harmony at all times. When the gravity and measure of any of these elements grows or diminishes, we feel as if our life has been sucked out of us, since the equilibrium stands threatened, which eventually shows in our performance, communication, and deportment. In order to stay on the right track, we need to locate the negative elements or activities that affect us both mentally and physically. Never allow your mindset and routine to overpower your zeal to move forward. Mindsets that suck you dry and routines that become too meaningless to continue need to make way for ideas and activities that you love doing. Each one of us has or once had one or the other energy-sucking habit. While some folks do not take any substantial action to remove them, others do their utmost to eliminate them from their routines and eventually succeed in their motives and in their lives. We do not need to look too far ahead when energy drainers are all around us. Things and people that deplete or drain our energy into useless thoughts and activities. When you take a closer look, you will find certain people, unfruitful relationships, unnecessary topics, social media, unimportant shows, and whatnot consuming your energies, focus, time, efforts, and resources. Discipline yourself and clean out energy-draining people. You should let those people go who make you miserable even if you love them dearly. Unhealthy relationships can drain you emotionally, psychologically, and mentally. In every encounter with such people, you allow them to drain you with their negative energy. Once you have identified such people, your next step should be to clean them out rather than just ignore them. Identify energy drainers that never deserve your attention. In order to tackle energy drainers, one should try to locate them first. Some common energy drainers include the pretense of being okay with everything, upsetting memories, wrong beliefs about your best days, the tendency to recall hard times, a disinclination to bring about changes, inaction, lack of self-love, and, of course, an abundance of negative thoughts. These toxic habits or practices require thorough checks, or they will start taking a toll on your ability to think and will drain your energy. Assess emotional capacity and level of threat. We do not feel stressed, threatened, bored, anxious, exhausted, overwhelmed, irritated, or depressed without reason. When negative thoughts about anything, be it a person, an unhealthy habit, a circumstance, or a work deadline, surround our existence, we tend to feel helpless, for our energies are draining faster than we had anticipated. Unless we assess our emotional capacity to bear these energy drainers, or evaluate the level of the threat thus posed, we will find it difficult to protect ourselves from energy drainage. How to stop energy drains and handle energy drainers. When dealing with energy drainers, begin by setting clear boundaries and stop discussing their gripes. Similarly, use meditation to heal yourself from the infectious effect of energy drainers. Furthermore, excuse yourself from activities and people who tend to zap your energy. Finally, yet most importantly, practice creating an energy shield around you to keep you protected from energy drainers. Listen to your inner harsh critic. Our harsh inner critic keeps nagging us to do better, not because we are moving in the wrong direction, but because our time, efforts, and resources call for better channeling. When you feel out of sorts for reasons that you can't understand, spend some time with your inner self to analyze and locate the areas where you are wasting or draining your energies. Unless we shift our focus from them to the task that requires our attention, chances are that we will continue feeling out of sorts and helpless. So avoid any activity, relationship, or people who consume most of your time and undue attention. Learn to eliminate the energy drainers for a beautifully carved life. Thank you for listening to Dr. Prem's podcast. You were listening to Live a Great Life Guide series by Dr. Prem Jigyasi. Carve your life. For more podcasts, visit drprem.com.